According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, the alleged leader of the smuggling ring is from Lee County, but the turtle thieves operation went statewide after local populations were depleted. Some of the animals were taken from Sanibel Island, where the nonprofit Sanibel Captiva Conservation Foundation is based.
Some of these animals came from this island. We had a long-term monitoring project here, so we were the logical ones to get those animals.
That's Chris Lekowitz, SCCF's Director of Wildlife and Habitat Management and staff herpetologist. He says the organization has been monitoring turtles on the island since 2002. His organization released the confiscated turtles more than a month ago and says they're doing well.
So far, we haven't seen any mortality. We haven't seen any evidence of them being sick. And the ones that we're tracking seem to have established new home ranges, which we're very happy about.
Lekowitz meets up with SCCF wildlife technician Mike Mills, who is unfolding a metal device that looks like an old TV antenna. He says it will pick up a signal from a transmitter that was placed on the turtle.
This controls the strength of the signal. You kind of hear that static. So that means it's on, it's working. Let's see if we can get a signal there.
The method SCCF uses to track turtles is called telemetry, basically using radio signals to locate a transmitter. Mills goes deep into a hardwood hammock searching for a signal. And it doesn't take long before he finds it.
It's almost primal. It's like your heart beating.
Telemetry has been used for wildlife research since the 1960s, and Mills says it is still one of the most effective ways to track animals. He finds box turtle number 12, who he affectionately calls
Panger. He's named after the St. Louis Blues commentator, Darren Pang.
Resting under a fallen palm frond.
I don't know if you would actually be able to find this guy again just by searching around. They can camouflage so well. So telemetry is a huge part in not just turtle research, but wildlife research in general.
Seeing animals in person allows researchers like Mills to record the temperature of where the turtles are found and check them for any ailments. Mills looks over the turtle, who he deems healthy, then heads back through the brush in search of another. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News, Sanibel.